We might think that God would do that, would humble those who think they are so wise by proposing an even more intricate sort of system, by offering some kind of philosophy that exceeds Plato and Socrates and Aristotle and all of our intelligence. But the fact is, God shows us how foolish we are by offering something that seems absolutely most foolish of all. God didn't come on with some kind of new philosophy that was that much more complicated than we could grasp. He did something that was so incredibly simple, but looked so very, very weak. Jesus on the cross seems like the ultimate in weakness. There is a man hanging helpless, being killed, a man who was proclaimed to be God, and yet now seems totally unable even to rescue himself from just a few of God's creatures. And of course, when we see how weak Jesus looks on the cross, we certainly think that that's a foolish thing for someone who wants to be proclaimed as the Christ, as the Savior, to do. But in fact, this is the way that God saves people. This is the way God delivers people from that desperation that the Israelites were feeling as they stood before Mount Sinai and heard God's commands.